At the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, we're going to visit with another one of the lobbyists for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Backus. And Kent, I understand you're fairly new with the organization.
That's right. I came on just after Labor Day 2010, and I really enjoyed getting to work with NCBA. They have a great reputation among all the agricultural groups in Washington, and it's a real honor to get to work with them.
Okay, and your focus is?
My main focus is on tax, trade, and transportation and conservation issues. So it's kind of a large segment, but definitely a very important one for our producers.
Let's talk about tax, first of all. And we had a, I guess you'd call it a victory as far as the estate tax is concerned.
Well, we're definitely excited about that. Obviously, NCBA has been a longtime supporter of full and permanent repeal of the estate tax. But obviously, the conditions weren't ripe for that in this last Congress. And with the deadline approaching, what would have happened is if there had been no movement on the estate tax, then it would have reverted to the pre-2001 levels of a $1 million exemption and a 55% tax rate on top of that. Obviously, that would be devastating for our industry. So we worked really hard with a lot of other agricultural groups and really stuck to our guns, and we were able to get a two-year relief. And what they did was they bumped that exemption level up to $5 million per individual, $10 million per couple, and the tax rate was reduced to 35%. That also was adjusted for inflation, includes a stepped-up in basis, and allows for spousal transfer. So it was a great alternative, and it gives us a good place to start from with this new Congress. Hopefully, we can get a better deal, hopefully full repeal. I know that is a very, very popular idea with a lot of the incoming freshmen, both the House and the Senate. Of course, Washington being what it is, it's kind of hard to see what will happen. But given that this expires in 2 years, this Congress will have to act on that, whether that's just an extension of the current rates as they are, or hopefully an even better deal on top of that.
All right. As far as trade goes, the free trade agreements, it appears there's some progress being made on the South Korea FTA anyway. What about those other two?
Well, obviously, Colombia and Panama are great opportunities for the United States. We're really hoping that that the administration and Congress will move forward on those. Obviously, with Colombia, our big concern is a staggering 80% tariff on our products there. So it makes it a really hard market for us to get into right now. But once this free trade agreement is implemented, that tariff will slowly be reduced and it'll go away. And that'll give us a great opportunity to compete with so many other countries who already send their products there. So we're excited about that. Panama, another great opportunity. There's a 30% tariff on our products there right now. So we're really excited that Congress, it's so great to see the buzz on Capitol Hill, a positive buzz on trade. They really see it as an economic stimulus, as a job creator. And so this is the first time in a long time that that's been there. So we're hoping that the momentum continues to grow and that we'll see the passage of all three of these FTAs very soon.
This administration talks a good game on trade, but it seems like things are kind of slow to happen.
Well, I think that's kind of the case with government in general, to be honest with you. These FTAs, Colombia and Panama have been ready to go for a number of years. So it's not just the current administration that's been dragging their feet on it. And some of that has to do with Congress, too. Washington, D.C. is a unique entity in itself, and the stars have to align for any legislation to move. And we're really hoping that with these free trade agreements, with the Obama administration really putting a positive message out there on the Korean FTA, with overwhelming support in both the House and the Senate, we're really hoping that moves. And we're also hoping that Colombia and Panama move along right there with it.
Okay, and you mentioned you also work on transportation issues. I know there is apparently some progress that has been made on the trucking dispute with Mexico, and while that hasn't apparently had a big impact on beef at this point, it's probably important to get that resolved before it does.
Well, definitely. I mean, Mexico, they're our neighbors. They are some of our greatest trade partners, and it's a bastion of a major consumer base for American products. We don't want anything to disrupt that. You know, our producers produce more than just beef. They produce all kinds of other products, and with this trucking dispute, it's caused some retaliatory tariffs that, you know, we're hoping that all that gets resolved soon. And we are excited that the Department of Transportation is taking the first step towards addressing that, really trying to work with the Mexican government. And in return, the Mexican government has eased off on those tariffs. So I think that is it's great progress forward. But obviously, we want free and open trade with Mexico. They are a great trading partner, and that's something we can't afford to jeopardize any longer.
You mentioned, too, some legislation you're just starting to work on, apparently, regarding truck weights and allowing states to make some changes there.
Right. It's not the, it's unlike trade, it's not one of the more exciting issues that you see in the papers, but it is very important. What this legislation would do, and we're anticipating it'll be proposed soon, was it will allow states the option to increase their truck weights from the 80,000 pound limit that it is right now to 97,000 pounds, and what we're asking them to do is, you know, not make trucks bigger, not make them, not increase the length or the height of them. All we're doing is asking that they add another axle to distribute that weight. Currently, this is the current standard in Mexico, in Canada, and in Europe. And they found fuel efficiencies have significantly increased with this. So we feel that would trickle down to a cost-saving option, you know, not a mandatory thing, but an option for our producers. And so we're really hoping that there's some progress on there. Obviously, there are other groups out there that have some safety concerns on this, but studies have been conducted in both England and here in the United States that actually show that this is the same brake capacity with a current 18-wheel axle and an 80,000-pound weight. It's the same brake capacity with 97,000 pounds in an additional axle. So we're really, really hoping that we see some progress and move forward on that, because if fuel prices continue to rise like they're expected to, we're going to have to look at every opportunity we can to save money.